Good. Excellent. Perfect.
Excellent.
So just listen to that. Give it a little going over. Okay, reminder. Couple things. Block out the date for the Christmas concert if you haven't already done it. When is that? December 11th. It's a Saturday. December 11th. We are not 100% confirmed on the venue at this particular moment, but we're pretty darn sure, like 98.3% sure, that it's going to be New Hope Assembly of God, which is near the Urbana High School. It's on the same street as the track, 70th Street. It runs alongside of the track there. It's a new church. I mean, it's an old church, but they have a new building that they just built, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. It has a very lovely auditorium, seats like 800-ish. We're thinking that due to the size, this hasn't been decided either, but we may only do one show rather than two shows because we don't need to have an 800-seat sanctuary to sit like 200 people with two different shows. So we're thinking that it'll probably be an afternoon, probably around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, we'll be rehearsing earlier in the day and getting things ready. But that's what we got. So you'll have that evening mostly free. Now, make sure that whole week leading up to the 11th, you pretty much block that out for any type of rehearsals, dress rehearsals, and things that we might be doing to get ready, okay? Probably have one or two rehearsals that week prior to the actual performance. Now, here's some trickiness about all this. They themselves at the church have their Christmas cantata on the Friday and a Sunday. They actually have nothing on a Saturday, believe it or not. So they've shoehorned us in the middle, which means that we probably won't have any type of dress rehearsal on the Friday because they'll be doing their own cantata, right? So our rehearsal is probably gonna be more like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, probably, of that week. And then they'll be doing their rehearsal probably the Thursday, Friday. New Hope Assembly of God. Yeah, so
70th in Aurora.
Basically, yes. It's closer actually to Meredith than it is Aurora, but it's right in that neighborhood. So basically, like I said, just right next door to Irvindale High School. Plenty of parking, really nice space. I mean, no stairs or anything. Plenty of ramps and things for people to get in and to the building. So it's all good for our audience and new guests that might be coming. Carl Rosa is a member of that church. So I think there's someone else.
Jeff Schultz.
Oh, is it Deb? Yeah. Okay,
Jeff.
Jeff Schultz. Yeah, Jeff. I thought you said Deb. Okay.
Deb.
Sure, Deb. Yes, Jeff Schultz. Yeah, that's right. He also sings in the chorus. So it's a very nice facility. It's beautiful. It has like a 90-seat choir loft. So plenty of chairs for everyone to be all comfy in and in place, and a big sort of platform down where we can have our quartets and small groups and stuff go. There is an orchestra pit, but it'll obviously be set up and used for their own cantata. So there might be a few instruments and things that they won't want to move that will work around, but it's going to be a good place for us to be. I'm excited about that. What else do I need to say about that? Anything? So just mark your calendars, make sure you're planning on it, and start memorizing your music. That 30-second fa-la-la, that's a no-brainer. That one's done, okay? So memorize that little puppy. Candy cane has a lot of words. Candy cane has a bazillion words, and they go by fast. Start memorizing that now. If you try to wait until a couple weeks before, I promise you, you won't get it. And there's little tips that we can use to help memorize, okay? Yes, you can just sing along with some tracks and things, which I know that there aren't tracks yet. I have to make some tracks for that because it's an Adam Scott original there. But I'll make some learning tracks for us. But other things you can do is write, okay? Write out the words. Copy the words down. A lot of people learn by doing this, okay? Also, reading. If you write it out or type it out in like a paragraph form, read it. That will help it kind of get in your memory banks too. So whatever your particular learning style is, maybe you don't know what your learning style is, so try all of these things, okay? But don't rely on your neighbor, because as witness maybe once or twice in our Love Boat show, you can tell when you don't know the words, okay? All right, yes, Mike.
Just if you don't have a tux,
that's a good point. Thank you.
Skeffington's has got a deal for us if you go down there. What's the street like? In high school.
Yeah, Southwest 9. There's also a branch in, was it Governor Square, Clock Tower Square, one of those two, kind of right there on University in West Des Moines.
Just tell them you're referring to delegation. And you get a deal on the used tux, or we've got you new for about $143. So, anyway, give them a shot.
Yep. If a tuxedo, if that is any sort of a financial concern for anybody, we've got ways to cover that, and that can be a confidential conversation with either myself or with Larry, the treasurer. So if you need any assistance in getting a tuxedo or something like that, don't be afraid to reach out. We actually have them.
Yeah,
and we have some in here, too, yes, that are free to ask. So it's a notch collar, so it's got the little... You know, V and it's the satin sort of lapels. So get that, and of course the satin stripe down the sides of things. We try to do patent leather black shoes. That's the shiny black shoes. And then for a shirt, it's just a black like dress Oxford shirt, right? So it's a collar shirt that you'd usually put a tie with, just in black. We provide you a tie and a pocket square. All right. What was that?
Yeah.
So it's all black. Yep, very black with some color ties.
Black butt. Black butt on the shirt.
Yes, black buttons on the shirt, yes. Yes. Don't come with, like white buttons or
black
on or something. Okay.
Black shoelaces.
Yes, black shoelaces.
No shoelaces.
I know, right? Okay. Okay, any other questions? Okay, awesome. Start memorizing. Thank you, gentlemen.